Our Hiawatha locker room chat continues here tonight on KNZA. Brandon Tamman with you. We're now joined by Red Hawks boys basketball coach. That is Gary Smith. It is presented by Carl's Body Shop. And we go back to Tuesday night and a fantastic finish, Coach. It was just a wild scene and one of the more wild finishes, at least I've ever seen, covering basketball for many years. And a game where down the stretch, late in the fourth quarter, you guys get a couple of big free throws. You take a one-point lead. There's less than a second to go. I believe there's 0.4 on the clock for Jeff West. They take a timeout. They set up a play. They got to throw it the full length of the floor. They do so. They get a deep catch, 90 feet in the corner, desperation heave, and it goes in. And it's kind of just pandemonium. And it's just so much to kind of take in a wild finish. And I know you come up on the short end of it, but just from your perspective, what'd you see and just how wild was that?
Well, it was wild, to say the least. But, you know, when you look at those things, you know, things like that happen. I mean, as crazy as that was, it happens. And, you know, and obviously you'd mentioned, I mean, they threw the ball basically 84 feet to the corner, and that's not where they were throwing it, obviously, but that he chased it down there, and that's where he ended up with it. You know, I say the sad, it never changed, and that's okay. You know, and obviously at the college level or next level, you're looking at the monitor and you recognize whether it's good or not good. And, you know, in our case, with 0.4 seconds left, you can't really determine that. And how do you determine that? You really can't.
Right.
Just by watching it. But, you know, I wished, you know, after looking at it now, I wish there had been an opportunity where we could have seen that and justified whether it was good or not. And, but that's just part of it. And, you know, you just go on and, you know, obviously it was a heck of a shot and you know, you can't take that away from the young man for sure, but it was tough.
But it's kind of just, yeah, it's just one of those scenarios. It's just kind of a touchy play. I mean, it's just so hard to kind of determine and get everything exactly right. So from that other end and from that perspective, yeah, it's just kind of hard to kind of really determine it once it's in real life action. It's just so hard to kind of figure things out. But nonetheless, you know, Jeff West gets the win, and now you set your sights on here. A couple games left here before Substate, a road trip to Royal Valley on Friday. Then you're off to Sabetha on Tuesday. Let's start with Royal Valley, a team that's played some good basketball this year. They're very talented. As you prep for them for another time, what's kind of the expectation for Friday's matchup?
You know, and the first time we played them, yeah, it was a good game, and you know, late they hit a couple shots, had a couple offensive rebounds that made the difference late. But I mean, I think they hit a three at the end of a half and hit three of it at the end of a third, which wasn't really the difference in the game. And when we talk about hitting shots at the end of the half or end of third, I mean, they were desperate shots. I mean, they were just get it up and see what happens, and they went in. So, you know, we feel like we, you know, we're going to have an opportunity you know, but we're going to, I mean, our kids are playing so hard. I mean, they're trying to get things done, and, you know, I definitely appreciate that and can respect that. It kind of shows you the character they have, but they're sure trying to get things done. I just, you know, we got to find a way to be able to score the ball a little bit easier. And right now it's just not as easy as it needs to be.
One final thing, Coach, and I know injuries from the football season certainly carried over into the basketball season and had some players had not gotten injured in football. You know, things could have maybe been different. But Brant Barnhill's a guy I want to ask you about real quick. I've seen him, or at least we've seen him here in the last couple of games. You know, he missed the majority of the season, you know, suffering an injury during football. But he's come in a little bit here in the last couple of games. I know he's getting some minutes. But just how nice is it to see him healthy, back on the floor, and contributing here down the stretch?
Well, it's great. I mean, you're talking about a young man that's been very invested for 4 years, and not just for, you know, for Hiawatha, not just for basketball. I mean, he's been very invested in other sports, and, you know, he comes every day in weightlifting, you know, during the summer, and like I said, very, very invested. So, you know, for him, an opportunity to get back on the court a little bit, you know, it is just, it's a blessing for him. But, you know, he's not, and he knows it too. I mean, he's not a glimpse of who he was and who he will be in time. But, you know, it still boils down to him getting an opportunity to get on the court. And I think that's important. So, you know, maybe if you're at the next level, you don't worry about those things. But, you know, here, I'm thankful that he's able to do that. And you know, that's good.
Hiawatha boys basketball coach Gary Smith joining us after the loss to Jeff West on Tuesday. They'll go to Royal Valley Friday, wrap up the season Tuesday at Sabetha before the sub-state tournaments begin. Coach, we appreciate it as always. Good luck Friday at Royal Valley. We'll talk to you one final time next week. We appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and it's always good to visit with you.